Lively Stones Meditations for Friday, 5th November 2021. The Chaff Which the Wind Drives Away. From our Tuesday gathering, 2nd November 2021. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 6. Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 were integral to our meeting this week, when we found ourselves focusing on the chaff which the wind drives away, that separated stuff which is cast away. As Psalm 1 says, it is the ungodly which are separated and driven away. They are of no consequence in the eyes of the Lord. Jill noticed this when looking at our bird table, that the birds would pick the seeds but leave the chaff, and she saw the wind just casting those husks far, far away. Where, therefore, do we stand in this? It seems plain that if we believe that we are godly people, following his ways and truth and life, then there is an inevitability that at some point along the road we must face judgment. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, it says. Why should the ungodly be exempt from his judgment? Because they cannot stand in the wind. They are not held fast in solid ground. They are not in the company. They're not saved, and thus know not his life, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, as it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Now, while considering these psalms, we sang praises to him, and here are a few that we can recall now. We are here to praise you. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. All hail the Lamb. Only by grace can we enter, and the Spirit of the Lord says, come. Matthew Henry's commentary is a sure exposition, and we have included this below, his thoughts on Psalm 1, verses 4 to 6. The way of the righteous and end of the ungodly. The ungodly are the reverse of the righteous, both in character and condition. The ungodly are not so. In verse 4. They are led by the counsel of the wicked in the way of sinners, to the seat of the scornful. They have no delight in the law of God. They bring forth no fruit but what is evil. The righteous are like useful, fruitful trees. The ungodly are like the chaff which the wind drives away, the dust which the owner of the floor desires to have driven away, as not being of any use. They are of no worth in God's account, how highly soever they may value themselves. They are easily driven to and fro by every wind of temptation. The chaff may be for a while among the wheat, but he is coming, whose fan is in his hand, who will thoroughly purge his floor. Those that by their own sin and folly make themselves as chaff will be found so before the whirlwind and fire of divine wrath. The doom of the ungodly is fixed, but whenever the sinner becomes sensible of his guilt and misery, he may be admitted into the company of the righteous by Christ, the living way, and become in Christ a new creature. He has new desires, new pleasures, hopes, fears, sorrows, companions, and employments. His thoughts, words, and actions are changed. He enters on a new state and bears a new character. Behold, all things are become new by divine grace, which changes his soul into the image of the Redeemer. How different the character and end of the ungodly! A Holy Promise, Oswald Chambers on Hope. When God gives a vision and darkness follows, wait. God will bring you into accordance with the vision he has given, if you will wait his time. We try to do away with the supernatural in God's undertakings. Never try and help God fulfill his word. There are some things we cannot do, and that is one of them. Meditate on these things. Verse 10 to 12 from Psalm 2. Now then, you kings, act wisely. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. Submit to God's royal son, or he will become angry, and you will be destroyed in the midst of all your activities. For his anger flares up in an instant. But what joy for all those who take refuge in him. Reading from the New Living Translation.